Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way, the best of friends. Man, we trust you are having it easy on the rain, eh? It's just raining. If you're driving, take it easy there. Keep a safe following distance, of course, with your lights on. With your lights on, you must make sure that you keep your lights on, otherwise it's a bit gloomy, dark, grayish outside there. Right, Sunday Live, I think we'll have only an hour. I heard now that we'll have only an hour. So we'll just launch our topic. We'll just launch our topic and continue with it next week. I trust that you will be blessed so much in a mighty way. I will connect with our guests that we speak for that 1 hour. I will connect with them. I will try to connect with Tusipho Polos. I think we have somehow altered the times, but it's okay. Sipho, hi.
Njani mfundisi?
Ngiyaphila, kunjani kuwe?
Wasibingelela mfundisi uRay, sibingelela balele emakhaya, ngimfuthi ujabule ntombi mfundisi uMotha. Ngisaphila kodwa nani studio?
Hayi, siyaphila la studio. Wena unjani bhuti? Uyaphila?
Yonke into right mfundisi, konke uJesu sakwenza kahle.
Yeah.
Ngimbuze Kimna Park konke kufeza kahle.
Hayi, sisaphila, sisaphila. I'm trying to connect with Jabu. Jabu, are you there? Greetings to you, my friend. Kunjani?
Greetings, Zini. Da, ngiyaphila kakhulu.
Ngiyaphila, Jabu, man. I thought ukuthi thina singena ngo 6. No, no, no. Thina singena ngo 5 and then at 6 we log off. Yeah, we log off at 6. So I thought the other way around. So I called Enika. She explained everything. Yeah. All right. And of course, kusaphileka ngakuwe Jabu.
Aw Musa, kababa mkhulu ebantwini, usanele sonke. Ngiyaphila kakhulu, my friend.
Usanele, usanele kakhulu. Usipho namhlanje akangiphenduli kamnandi, sengathi abakolekanga enkonzweni namhlanje.
Abe kumshiya.
Yeah, mhlawumbe abakoleganga kahle imali le. Usipho usaphathekile i-hiccup abadabakweleganga kahle, so ungibingelelela phansi. Nomfundisi Motha naye ubingelela phansi namhlanje. Kunjani Mfundisi Motha? Mfundisi Motha?
Hey, my brother, greetings. Greetings. Ngiyabingelela mfowethu egameni leNkosi uJesu. So I greet uSipho, Mfundisi Jabulani, in the powerful name of Yehoshua Mashiach. I hope my brother are doing well.
God is good.
All the time.
And all the time.
God is good. God is good.
Now let's change it and call him with his right name. Yahuwah is good.
Yes, Yehoshua Mashiach, the son of the living God, the son of
all
the
Most time. High. Yahuwah is good.
Him, we live in him, we move, and our being is in him, my brother.
Nakoge, nakoge, nakoge. All right, my brothers, we only have this one hour, and then we will just launch the topic and do introductions. We won't discuss much, but the lines will be open, and the WhatsApp's open for those who want to talk on the WhatsApps. But I think that because at 6 o'clock I must hand over. We will just speak about the topic and maybe make our intros, you know, and see how far it takes us. But I think we have plus minus 45 minutes to do it. And so that is enough time. As they say, in the radio industry, 30 seconds is the longest time that catches an attention of a person, you know. So one should just be careful. So we said, if I can remember quite well, we will talk about spiritual instabilities. Yeah, we will touch on that as to what is spiritual instability. The lack of being steadfast, which means straightforwardness. The lack of perseverance, the lack of endurance, you know, the lack also of constancy, loyalty, is what is termed as instability. That is what we find much of the times amongst those who are believers. And something to be addressed. Many people don't address this now. We are getting into the festive seasons. Everyone will be talking some good things. But they won't be talking about challenges of instability. That many people start drinking alcohol, you know, experimenting with sex and all those kinds of things and stuff, which are a cause to much of spiritual instabilities. People don't touch on that. They will only touch on that on January when everyone decides to repent. It's then that people start to touch on this thing, which is not fair. You know, I think we need to look into this as to what it is even all about. Now, spiritual instability, check it out. It is when one's ways are unstable. Proverbs chapter 5, verse 6, it says, lest you ponder her path of life, her ways are unstable, you do not know them. Spiritual instability, it's when our ways are not stable. And it means exactly that. Is indlelezingekho stable, you know. Mfundisi Motha, what comes to mind? I'm sorry, I'm going to rush just for this 45 minutes. We're just making intros, Pearl. Mfundisi Motha?
Mfundisi, thank you so much. Indeed, spiritual instability, it is when our ways are unstable. Unstable. In other words, namhlanje uyabanda, kusasa uyashisa, kusasa uyabanda, kusasa uyashisa. When one is unable to stand firm in his faith, when one is uncertain, and most of the times, and one of the characters that I could say, Mfundisi, it is the doubt, you know, when one serving, walking in the journey of faith, but somewhere, somehow in their lives, they become so doubtful, they even doubt the presence of God and even his power that he is able to rescue them from any danger. For the word of God says that the Lord is our present help in times of trouble. So sometimes we see spiritual instability when one faces the storms of life, then they start to doubt even the help from the Father. That is what we saw from Peter when the Lord called him. He said, come, Peter wanted to walk in the water. And the Lord said, come. Jesus said, come. And then he started to walk in the water, and there was more stronger wind. And then he started to shake. He started to have fear. You know, fear and faith, they never coexist. When one has fear, then there's absence of faith. There's a lack of faith. So that is where we see spiritual instability. Just say that as we are just highlighting and touching the introductions, I'll just say that it is uncertainty in terms of our faith. It is when we have a doubtful heart and a fearful heart, even when you know that the Father is there, but you still doubt his presence and his power.
We're talking about spiritual instability, what it is even all about these days. Can we say we see such signs in our lives?
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
All right. You can send us a WhatsApp 0826572729. Tell us about what spiritual instability is. Send them just as quick. We will read them within this 40 minutes. We won't read them in the second hour, because second hour I'm giving in to Charles von Selen. He's taking the broadcast from 7. So I trust that just this 1 hour we are introducing what we will be talking about. Let me come to you. Sipo, Proverbs 24 verse 21 says, my son, fear the Elohim and the king. Do not associate with those given to change. Eish. People who like these changes, they like to shincha. And basically, today, as Mfundisi Motha has said, today you're hot, tomorrow you're lukewarm. If you kumbula lengoma, but your Trump is but madibu saying, sometimes you red, sometimes you orange. You know, what comes to mind, Sipo?
That's very true indeed, Mfundisi. What a topic, spiritual instability. Mfundisi, it's that lack of being steadfast in our faith. At the same time, it's having that backsliding spirit whereby you could not stand on what you believe at. It's like in half done Christian. You are half of the Christian and they're half of the world. In other words, you're in things are in you're not in the control of things where God we should say you should be in control. In other words, you are being overcome by situation easily. At the same time, it's when you see Christian always off ramping in your faith. In other words, you are off rem. You're in the state whereby you wander around. You've got a rebellious spirit. It's when you're being unreliable. In other words, we cannot be sure. But definitely, you're in the faith. You know, reliability, a double-minded person is always unstable all in his way. James chapter 1, verse 6. It's where we see people that are in the state whereby they cannot cease from sinning. And when sinning is part of them, they are living Christ's gospel mentality. We are living under grace. And then grace and all the stuff. That's where we see the spiritual instability. It's where mfundisi, we see a spirit of prodigality, where people, they go mfundisi, and take whatever that is theirs, and go and spread it somewhere. In other words, babadlala ngevangeli. It's where we see mfundisi abantu being a nice backbone. Challenger kahle ukuthi kahle kahle usindisiwe wena. Uza abantwana bethi hayi mina ngisindisiwe ngibona ngiyathanda but umfundisi uyaye athi in other words whenever they come across ngama situation that I'm temptable emsebenzini uma befuna ukubuza ukuthi why you are doing so bese isonto lani ni you are always hiding something noma ngesono noma ngomfundisi you cannot be steadfast in other words you are unreliable you are uncertain you are unpredictable you are vulnerable and you are insecure in your faith.
Absolutely. If you just joined us, man, we are talking about spiritual instabilities.
Ulwazi oluthe vetshe, impilo engcono, nothando oluthe gabalala. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemini. Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You're at 657 AM. Radio Caring. 24 hours a day.
All right, and let me talk to you, Jabu. I am looking at Jeremiah 2, verses 36. It says, why do you get about so much to change your way? Also, you shall be ashamed of Egypt as you were ashamed of Assyria. This very aspect of liking to compromise, changing your way of holiness. We spoke about immoralities today. We spoke about izinto ezimifakela, you know, things that we bring in. And this is a serious problem. Jabu?
Yes, indeed, my friend. A great topic. And also greetings to my brothers, friends, Sipo and Mfundisi Motsa and the wonderful listeners. In the name of Yahushua HaMashiach.
Yeah,
great topic. Spiritual instability. And may God really help us when it comes to that area in our lives. So you are touching also a very important aspect about from the book of Jeremiah about like not being stable or not being faithful or loyal. Like someone that cannot be able to really stick to their promises or stick to their ways that they said. But, you know, like I promised this to God, but I do otherwise.
Yes.
You know, I will serve you, Lord, if you can, you know, like maybe protect me or bless me. Whatever that the person wants to promise the Father, but only once they've received that and they change, they do otherwise. So that's being actually unstable. Being unstable and not loyal and not faithful, you know. But the word, you know, it says, I think it's the book of actually Ephesians. I was looking at Ephesians chapter
4 verse 14, it says, as a result, we are no longer to be children tossed here and there by waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, by craftiness in deceitful scheming. So, like, also that's like someone who is still not yet fixed or rooted and grounded in the word, or Yahushai HaMashiach in himself. But you still, when a new prophecy comes, like, or a new prophet comes to the city, you follow. And then they say, this one is from Angola, and this one is from Burundi. He can tell you your destiny and tell you every secret about your life. You are not fixed to the sun. You are not fixed to the word. But you are still, like, you still want to follow people. You still want to follow men. You are unstable. That is why you're chasing all the forms of doctrines. You've got, even when it comes to a person who's full of doubt, it's explained like that it's like the wave that can be just, you know, the waves of the seas that can just be scattered anyhow. So it means we must be built in the sun and believe in him and be fixed in his word without chasing any other doctrine except his word. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. We trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are, and just for an hour today, we are touching on the base of the very factor of spiritual instability. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729, 0826572729, within this hour. I can't take them after 6 o'clock because it will be Charles's time. He's taking over from 6 o'clock. All right. Now, let me come back to you, Mfundisi Mota. He says, "Oh, Ephraim, I'm looking at Hosea 6, verses 4. Oh, Ephraim, what shall I do to you? Oh, Judah, what shall I do to you? For your faithfulness is like a morning cloud, and like the early dew, it goes away." Go on. Lomzalwana ongathi uya evaporate yabona msi Lomzalwana ongathi yabona amanzi abila isteam samanzi abila nonyamalala nje emoyeni
Ungabusazi uthi sewadliwe yini
Nayo ke inkinga uthini ke kuloko mruti
Undisi kuyiqiniso lokho it's one of the things that shows spiritual instability nokungazinzi because when we speak of spiritual instability sisho ukuthi akukho ukuzinza even nokuthembeka kuNkulunkulu God has been faithful to us at all times and in every manner but at times uthola ukuthi umuntu when things are going well so ubonakala ngomzalwane okholwayo ngaso sonke isikhathi usenkonzweni you even find at the times when things there are people also, when things are going well, then they stay away from God. They stay away from fellowship. Life is so good. But when now things are not going well, that is only when they will start now. That is spiritual instability because you are not faithful. The word of God says that we should be faithful at all times. And we should remain as we should not be the kind of a people ukuthi seeing our seasons ukuthi now this is December now sengiyekhaya because nobody knows me la ngiqhamuka khona ukuthi ngifellowshipa na kamfundisi Rain then I can do as I please I can be live the life like the world kuthi ngamanye amagama engako the book of Revelation chapter 3 lithi you are neither hot you are neither cold you are just lukewarm. In other words, when you are with the unbelievers, you fit in. When you are with believers, you fit in. You are just not stable in your ways. And you are unable. That is why even ukungathembeki, abantu, we even see it in the manifestation when they start to go, bangathembeki, even to their spouses, because they are unstable.
It is quite sad. We see those kind of things really coming across, and we are talking about spiritual instabilities. The causes of such, or what is spiritual instability? We're talking about that. We trust the Father is doing good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You can drop us a voice note, 0826572729, 0826572729.
Share the love, share the truth. Share the life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you. Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. You're at 657 AM. Radio caring 24 hours a day. 657 AM.
Sipo, Ephesians chapter 4 verse 14 says that we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, double-mindedness. We basically find ourselves in the deceitful plotting of friends, the craftiness and cunning craftiness, trickery of friends and people we call associates, lovers, and all those kinds of things. These, they bring a lot of instability spiritually upon our lives. Sipo?
That's very true indeed, Mfundisi. You remind me is that 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33. A little good to learn and abandabandi. It counts with who are you going with. At the same time, not having the roots that they wither away, they are not yielding into their faith. About instability. At the same time, one of the examples, Solomon, he yielded to the idolaters because of the wife that he chose. In other words, why call on Kulunkulu, a born in a man like Kulunkulu, a person where by Kulunkulu, and Genele Tempen, a born in Kazmul. But because of Uchuailan and Abantaba, what Tataba Fas, Abanga Kolo, congeni spiritual instability. Spiritual instability is when we forget his works, where we didn't wait for his counsel, according to Psalm 106, verse 13. Uti, they forget his work. They did not wait for his counseling. Last thing, Proverbs 24, verse 21, stability is where we see people in a state of giving to change. In other words, they are going around so much that they change their ways, as we found in Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 36. People are funding Mantana Benko Suguti, Uguba stable calling. It helps in times of trouble. But the spiritual instability, you are always being a sellout about the truth that you've received about Christ, who is Yeshua HaMashiach.
I hear you quite well. And of course, you can send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. You're at 657 AM. Radio caring 24 hours a day. 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
The word for you today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the word for you today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
All right, Jabu, I'm looking at James chapter 1, verse 6. It says, "But let him ask in faith, with no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind." You spoke about this earlier on. And being driven and tossed to and fro is a person who exhibits spiritual instability. Wonke umuntu uyakontrola wena. Hey, my God. Jabu.
Yeah, indeed, my friend. Yabona nje lokho kuyakhomba vele ukuthi ene awusekelekile mangabe ukuthi unyakaziseka kalula. So njengoba kwenziwa isibonelo so about the scripture in James that you've quoted. So that's just a sign of being unstable when, you know, you cannot stand your ground when it comes to the profession of your faith or your like the fact that you are the child of God. Some of us, we find ourselves in circles of unbelievers or non-believers, like all the world. But once we are there, we find out that we blend in, trying to fit in because of we are ashamed of who we are or the gospel that we carry of Yahushua HaMashiach. It's because of being unstable. We are not stable. You know, if we cannot stand for our faith in the public or in the world or at work or at school or university, like they don't know which one a child of God.
Yes.
You know, actually they think you are like them.
Yeah.
You follow hip hop or whatsoever.
Yes.
You go party and drink yourself to all your miseries because you are ashamed to disclose that, mean, I'm a child of God, guys. This is how I live. This is how I do my things. It's because you are unstable. You are unstable. You are full of doubts. You know, like you really, your faith is not strong. It's not built. Just to sum it up, my friend, in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 15, it says, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable. Be a fixed asset." You know, if we talk in terms of accounting, you know, fixed assets like houses, something that you cannot like take from one place to another. Also, as children of God, we must be fixed when it comes to the profession of our faith. Be immovable. There should never be anything that changes the state of your being when it comes to believing in the Father. Even if you can be rich or you can be wealthy or you can prosper or you can be blessed or you can fall, whatever that can happen to you should never change the state of your being when it comes to being the child of the Father. Be immovable. Be fixed in the Father. As the word says, fixing our eyes. So even our lives, we should fix it to the Father and be immovable.
Absolutely.
The state of being not unstable, my friend. Thank you.
I hear you quite well. Send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. We are only taking this right through up to maybe 5 to 6, man. We can't take over there because at 6 o'clock, Charles Onselen, Van Onselen, is taking over. All right. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729.
Umthandazo welungisa unamandla ngokugqibeleleyo. Radio Pulpit yakha umzansi Afrika nezizwe zonke ngomthandazo.
All right, Thulani Ndlovu says Thulani Ndlovu from Zimbabwe Bulawayo says, "Hi Ray, spiritual instability basically when one feels there is something missing in one's relationship with God." And he says, you feel I am not where God wants me to be. Thus, insecurity in spiritual matters." Says, "I am Thulani Ndlovu in Bulawayo, Zimbabwe." Thank you so much. Thank you so much, my brother. I really, Really appreciate. May the Father bless you. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
All right, Mom Maureen, I'm going to divide your message into two. It's too long. 6 minutes, 25 seconds. It's too long. So the least I can do is just to divide it into two. Sawubona, dumela mama.
Good evening, Brother Ray.
Thank you, ma'am.
I greet you with all the people that you are with a studio, and I greet everyone in the name of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. As I am hearing that you are having a 1 hour, you know, mina Brother Ray, I'm not a complainer.
Okay.
I'm a child of God.
Yes.
Ngiyumntana kaNkuluNkulu, and when things happens ngendlela engekho right, you know, I become so disappointed. Udisappoint abantu abangamesabi uNkuluNkulu. You know, I want to tell you, mina I'm not a complainer.
Okay.
I'm a person who dwells in the word too much.
Okay.
That is why sometimes I tell you ukuthi mina ugcwele izindumiso kimina.
Yes, ma'am.
So this morning, my brother, I don't know, please just judge it for me.
Yeah.
Use your common sense, my brother.
Okay.
This morning, I call Radio Metro, good sacred space.
Yes.
You know, a sacred space in ndawo engcwele kaNkuluNkulu.
Okay.
I called this morning because of the way speaking about something, and I wanted to share a word.
Yes.
Because of I could hear ukuthi bakhuluma ngezinto ezinye nje ngathi mina okay fine, because of mina I'm a share, I'm a eater of the word. Yes. I share the word of God. You know, I called this morning u sister Thami Ngubani ku Radio Metro ku sacred space.
Okay.
A gentleman, a man, pick up the phone and say to me, I want to save you your airtime, let me call you back. Now, no, I want to call and I want to speak to Thami Ngubani and share the word of God. This person said, no, give me your number, I'll call you back. Okay, fine. Because of mina, umuntu mayisendaweni yakhe ngiyamupha ithuba lakhe. A space of a person I give, I don't know what is he there a Radio Metro, but what I know ukuthi Thami Ngubani is working there with sacred space.
Okay.
And then I leave there. So while I was still sitting, you know, I heard somebody calling.
Yeah.
And I mentioned my name, that I am Maureen calling from Protead Lane.
Yeah.
You know, after a few seconds, I heard somebody.
Yeah.
Akuluma nosis time at it's Maureen from Protead Lane. You know, a big liar. You know, amount abamsabu nkulunkulu, Brother Ray. People are not scared of God. They do whatever they want to do.
Hey.
You know, but I ended up sending a message to me. This woman who spoke as mentioning out Maureen, he's a big liar. Because of I tried to call and call and call, the phone was being dropped, was being put down. So right now I am saying to you, I want to tell you, ngempela, Brother Ray, there are people out there. Sorry about that. There are people out there.
Yeah.
Out there, who do not want the word of God, who are not in awe of God. So here is the word. As you say, the time is small today.
Right. I will cut it here and then I will bring you in when you share the word, and I trust the Father will just do you good, bless you so much in a mighty way. It's because we need to give others a chance. I had allowed that message to play for more than 3 minutes. And so I will allow her again, because we don't have time. We don't have time today. All right. Send us your WhatsApp. So 826572729.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in
your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
All right, Babongani also has done it for 3 minutes, 20 seconds, and then Mam Maureen, I've played you for 3 minutes, 19 seconds, so Zelingan.
Ngibonga ithuba ngibingelele kwemfundisi uRay, ngibingelele nabafowethu ke abangama-guest e-studio nabalaleli bonke be-Radio Pulpit egameni likaJesu Kristu waseNazaretha. Isihloko esithi spiritual instability, ukungabi nozinzo emoyeni, ukuba buthaka emoyeni. Instability is a state of unsteadiness, unpredictability, vulnerability, inconsistency or lack of firmness. It is lack of consistency in spiritual things. James chapter 1 verse 8. Umuntu onhliziyo mbili oguquguqukayo ezindleleni zakhe zonke. The person's loyalty is divided between God and the world, and he is unstable in everything he does. James chapter 1 verse 6. Kepha makacele ngokukholwa engangabazi ngalutho, ngokuba ongabazayo unjengedlambi lolwandle oluqhutshwa lugujiswa ngumoya. The spiritual instability lead to discouragement, burnout, divided interest and doubt. The lukewarm faith of the Laodicean church, Romans, Revelation chapter 3 verse 15 to 16, I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish you were cold or hot. 16. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Even today, there are some churches who were doing very well spiritually with God's guidance, but now they have become lukewarm by doing things on their own. Causes of spiritual instability: lack of spiritual discipline, lack of knowledge of God's word, worldly distraction, and spiritual warfare. We can read Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12 to 14. Consequences of spiritual instability: spiritual stagnation, loss of peace, weakened faith, vulnerability to sin and temptation. We can also read Ephesians chapter 4 verse 14. To overcome spiritual instability, uphold the biblical truth, spend time with God, fill your mind with godly thoughts, obeying God's commandments and serving others. You can also read Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, Matthew chapter 7 verse 24 to 27. Someone has grown is someone who is stable, who will not be swept aside by persecutions, trials, deceitful teachings, and false doctrines. He can fight and continues in the truth. Spiritual stability is a state that can be achieved through endurance, patience, and trust in God. We can read Colossians chapter 1 verse 11. To be able to persevere through difficult times is reliability in withstanding pressure, to be firm in godly character, steadfast in godliness. A good example, Job. Ujobe, umondise. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Babongani.
You're on 657 AM, radio with the truth in his voice.
Let's listen to Josepha Martin Nwamba, mfundisi wa mina.
Asibingelele pastor, asibingelele nakubalale libonke be Radio Pulpit umsakazo wethu indzaba letithokozisako. Manje ke pastor, encwadini kaMathewu sahluko sesihlanu. Ivesi lemashumela mani ngathi nesishiya galumbili. Ibani ngalabapheleleyo njengoyihlo sezulu nephelele. Uma umuntu umfundisi engaphelelanga uba nako lokuntshintshantshintsha lokwabe nomabalengwa phinde futhi abe ngumzalwane ngoba kuba ngokuthi akaphelelanga izwi likaNkulunkulu lelo silumukelayo leli leli lithulwa emihla ngemihla lenza liyenza thina ukuthi sibe ngabantwana bakaNkulunkulu manje kumntwana uma ngaphelelanga kuNkulunkulu uba nako lokuthi ayezweni aphinde abuye ngapha ezweni aphinde abuye ngapha ezweni aphinde abe ngumKristu uma ngumKristu ngesonto noma ngeyona Sunday le phambusasa so ngumuntu wasezweni kuba ngakuthi mfundisi angapheleliswanga kukholweni
Kanmambo mfundisi sami na nakhentsa. Thank you so much.
Busetsa kgwebo ya gago maemong a yona ka go ikwalakatswa go Radio Pulpit. Re na le mengwaga ya go feta 40 re le moyeng, ebile re na le batheeletši ba potego ba go feta 400,000. Re fetoga le mehla le mabaka. Re na le ditirelo tša go fapana-fapana tše di tla thušang go kwalakatswa kgwebo ya gago. Go humana dintlha ka botlalo letsetša SANNET go 0-32-334-5-4 goba o romele email go sannet@radiopulpit.co.za. O ka romela le lentšu le advertise ka SMS go 3-7-8-7-1. Ditifišo tša setlwaedi di a šomišwa.
All right, and let's listen also to K. Mpia K. Sabona Putwam.
Uktula, Pastor, Uktula, Guba, Fundis, Studio, Naguba, Lele, Lebon, Kiberido, for Pete. Mpia K. Kumalo, do Kulumayo.
Yes, sir.
Orlando East. Umas Kuluma, spiritual instabilities.
Yes, sir.
In the figure game, Pastor. Ile esithola encwadini ka Exodus chapter 20 verse 19 ethi bathi kuMose khuluma wena kithi sizwe kepha uNkulunkulu makangakhulumi kithi funa sife lelizwi nje lodwa elibuye ebantwini liyasibonisa pastor hey ukuthi abantu bangancamane ukuthi bazwane bona bodwa enkulumweni kunokuthi bezwe umthetho kaNkulunkulu ovela kuNkulunkulu sikubonile lokho kwenzeka nanoma esefikile uJesu kube nzima kubalandeli bakhe nakubantu abaningi ukuba bafinyelele kwenzeni izinto ebezenza ngoba ufike esimeni somuntu ewuNkulunkulu kepha ngoba wayilalela uNkulunkulu wakwazi ukuzenza izinto eziningi pastor namhlanje abantu bathi akukhulume wena muntu ofana nathi ngoba siyazi ukuthi kungaba namaphutha enzaka layo ngalesa sikhathi ke sika Mose babaza abantu ukuthi kukhona iphutha mhlamba angalenza phambi kwethu bese sonke siyafanana kepha uNkulunkulu makuzoba uyena ozokhuluma phakathi kwethu singafa nokufa ngoba angeke kube lolu ukuthi sikwenze lokho so kufika lokho kumina spiritual instability sibangwa ukuthi abantu bangafuni ukuzwa umthetho kaNkulunkulu ngoNkulunkulu okanye izwi likaNkulunkulu ngokufunda iBhayibheli bafuna ukudebate nabanye abantu ngezwi likaNkulunkulu eliphuma ebantwini abangalitholi ngokufunda kwabo ukuthi umuntu aze aqoqeke aqonde abe yilento izwi elimfuna abe yilona ekuhambeni endleleni zikaNkulunkulu uNkulunkulu ngathi angasibusisa pastor
yes
siqonde lento le namatopic wakho ngiyawathanda ngisazophinde ngisho Amen.
To the Father be all the glory, the majesty, and the honor. We give the Father all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. It is Him who gives us all these programs, all these topics.
Deel ons passie vir die lewe op 657 AM.
All right, Isaac Mpile.
Greetings to Mfundisi Rain panel yakho.
Thank you, sir.
Ngiyathemba ukuthi uNkulunkulu sanigcinile.
Thank you.
What a powerful topic tonight. Yeah, I'm just going to tap on kancane nje the life experience yami namsebenze ngwenzayo. Yazi kwesinye isikhathi umuntu okazithole nje out of environment la ijwayele khona kuba comfortable nje vuka ekseni Sunday uyisontweni ubuye midweek uhlanganele nabazalwane for a home cell and so it goes on and on, but at times umsebenzi babo Ray wokukuthatha nje ukubeka endaweni la uzithola ngathi usendlani khona, and not only for a week uzithola nje olapho nje for a number of months. Lapho even if you look around you don't see izindawo la ungathi khona ungaya khona uyohlanganyela nabazalwane. So this is a type of work siyenzayo. I think umfundisi Motha will understand me much better. Survival mode ibaluleke kakhulu kithina samaKristu kulomsebenzi ngoba kuye kuphele nje isikhathi nje, even ma-colleague akho asebenza nawo on a daily basis you won't even hear them mentioning even a single name about Christ. So survival mode babu fundisi, I want to say ukuthi it's very important indlela lapho uza to maintain your spiritual steadiness. One of those is basically listening to Radio Pulpit every Sunday. Ikakhulukazi uma ngicharge kahle cellphone yami njenganamhlanje ngibukhoma la ngikhona. So iy'nkuthazo engizitholayo from you nepanel yakho every week ziyangibusisa, and that's how I survive. Ngibonga kakhulu.
We give the Father all the glory, the majesty, and the honor. It is Him at all times who blesses us. It is Him who does exactly that, keeping us afloat at all times.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Mfundisi Wamin.
Hey, Pastor. Pelatina, kominye imisakazo simukeleke, Pastor. Yabona, kominye imisakazo ngangifuna ukuphawula ngentonyana enye. But hey, sokubloga. Uyabona, Pastor. Manje ke usengikhuluma ngencaka sesimorile.
Hey,
uma uya khona ngale kule misakazo leyana, kuyahluphanyana ngale. Akufani no-Radio Pulpit. Kanimopo, Pastor.
Kanmambo, Sismarine, I think, you know, they discriminated against her. And it is understandable because much of the times people would think, okay, that is a radio station, but, you know, it's a secular radio station, that one. And the people who work there are not necessarily believers just like us here. So that is why she was experiencing all that. But I keep it here. Keep it here on Radio Pulpit.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
All right, Mako Sifuze, Gafuze. Says, good evening. Spiritual instability, the Bible says, Galatians 5:25, if we live by the Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Spirit. Absolutely. Absolutely. To be spiritually stable, we must keep in step with the Spirit. And she says, amen. Absolutely. Absolutely. I understand all that. Anyway, it is going to 5 minutes before the hour. And I can just a bit place this Maureen again just for 2 minutes.
I would like to bring the word of God. I would like to read Psalms, a prayer for help. It's Psalms 130. It says, from the depths of my despair, I call to you, Lord. Hear my cry, O Lord. Listen to my call for help. If you care, you kept a record of our sins, who could escape being condemned?
Yeah.
But you forgive us so that we should stand in awe of you. So kumele simesabe uNkulunkulu ngani ngoba we call upon to him ngani ngoba even if they do us wrong abantu thina siyakwazi ukuthi sibathethelele. Why? Because of siyamsaba uNkulunkulu. Because of if ungamsabi, if you are not afraid, you are not in awe of God, you'll do whatever you like. Yo, this morning ngempela Brother Ray ngifuna ukutshela ukuthi ngempela these people endaweni engcwele, but it's a sacred space, but they do their own thing about ayenzi intando kaNkulunkulu. Verse 5, I wait eagerly for the Lord's help, and in his word I trust. I wait for the Lord more enough than watchmen. Wait for the dawn than watchmen was for the dawn. So Tina, we wait upon the Lord. We don't wait upon any other thing. Why? Because of our trust is in God. Verse 7, it is Israel trust in the Lord because of his love is constant, and he is always willing to save. He will save his people Israel from all their sins. So today we are not speaking about Israel, we are speaking Tina esinyelele ku Jesu, Jesus Christ being the Lord. Being the Lord of our Lord, he is the Lord of our lives. So he's the one who saved us by his mercy. So I'm bringing this to you, Brother Ray. Ungitshele ukuthi ngempela uma umuntu ezokhuluma akhulume lokakhulumayo abize igama lakho athi uwo oshilo, uyabona ukuthi labantu abamsaba uNkulunkulu. Ngempela ngempela is not right. So if a person uthi hayi mina umuntu ngimthatha ngimbeke kuNkulunkulu, God will deal with that person ngendlela yena abona ngayo ngani ngoba ucamba amanga amakhulu. I ended up sending a message ngani ngoba ngithithi ngiyazama ngiyazama bayangihindara, but I ended up sending a message ngathi this woman is a big liar. The person was speaking, it was not me, it was another person ezibiza ngegama lami. So I like to tell you, Brother Ray, ukuthi ngempela out there are people who abafuna ukuthanisha amagama wethu.
Right, I have to stop it there. We will continue the other time, and let me give our guests a minute each just to wrap up, in their introductions. Let me start with you, Mfundisi Mota. Take your minutes, sir.
Mfundisi, thank you so much. What a powerful service we had tonight. I just want to say, at all times in our hearts, let us not have any doubt, and let us walk in faith. And in so doing, we shall be able to overcome any kind of uncertainty and any kind of instability in our faith. For the word of God says, for without faith it is impossible to please God. So he who comes to him must believe that God is, and he is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Let us continue to seek him in our day, and he shall be able to sustain us in every way.
Thank you so much. And Sipho, what say you finally, brother?
Singaba njengendoda eyisiwula yakha indlu yaphezulu kwesihlabathi kwafika ivunguvungu yayishaya. Number two, let us not forget the first love that you get when you receive Christ.
Yeah.
Yeshua Mashiya, when we receive him, we've got power and dominion over any circumstances. That is why we need to occupy until he comes.
Yes.
Let's walk the talk. Let's walk holy before God.
Absolutely. Jabu, finally, my brother.
Thank you very much, my friend. Indeed, God is warning us about being unstable. So we should really adhere to his instructions. Revelation 3:15, it says, I know your deed, that you are neither cold nor hot.
Hey.
I wish that you were cold or hot. Let us choose. Let us not be lukewarm. But let us, display our faith and also profess our faith out there so that we the kingdom can spread and also the gospel can reach many instead of us being unstable and choosing to be lukewarm. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate you. Thank you so much, Sipho Paulo, sir. Thank you.
To God be the glory, Muruti Wanga.
And thank you so much, Mfundisi Mota.
My Afi, thank you so much. My love for you, Bafuetu, will always abide forever and will always remain stable.
Yeah, Mfethu. Hey, ungakhohlwa Mfethu, ziyabuya ngeyitethi, ziyabuya ngeyitethi, men's dialogue.
Hayi, kunjalo, silolile.
Yeah,
Mfundisi, we are coming.
Fikani ngobuningi, madoda, fikani ngobuningi. Men on Track is also coming. Yes. And Tabu, my friend, thank you so much.
Thanks, my friend. Popo Zani.
How's it going? How's it going?
How's it going?
How's it going?
Thank you, my friend.
God bless you. Thank you so much. Yeah, no, I. Magambiza, umuntu ngaziyo ke loyo. Mangibiza njalo kusho ukuthi uyangazi. Thank you very much. And of course, thank you to our guests. We talk again next week with them. And as I said, at 6 o'clock, giving over to Charles van Onselen. Here's the Truth Threats. I'm leaving you with this song, The Truth Threats. Peanut butter and jelly from Mire Tuda. Rabba, we give the Father all the glory.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.